Praise and glory be to Christ, our good shepherd, who laid down his life for us, his sheep. Dear fellow sheep of our good shepherd. Psalm 23. It is one of the most familiar sections of Scripture. Maybe some of you can actually recite this psalm without missing a single word. But chances are most of us can at least remember some of the important phrases that are in the psalm. But not only is Psalm 23 one of the most familiar sections of Scripture, it is also one of the most loved sections of Scripture. We love to hear this psalm because we love to hear those beautiful and very vivid pictures. And very likely we have heard this psalm at a funeral. And it brings us comfort, even when there seems to be a lack of joy. Therefore, since this psalm is so well known and so loved by all of us, it's good for us to take a very close look at everything that this psalm says, and we will see that we lack nothing from our good shepherd. Psalm 23 begins by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Right away, we have to talk about the name the Lord mentioned here. It is a very special name for God. When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he introduced himself by saying, "I am who I am." But who exactly is the Lord? Well, the Lord told us what his name means. This is the Lord who is the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, who forgives wickedness, rebellion, and sin. But the Lord also tells us that he is just, and he does not leave the guilty unpunished. But how can that be? Doesn't it seem contradictory that the Lord can be the one who forgives sin and yet at the same time punishes those who commit sin? Well, it's not contradictory when you look to Christ and his cross. Christ, the perfect Son of God, was punished by his Father for all of our sins. The Lord was just, but now through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven. The Lord is now our compassionate and gracious God who abounds in love and faithfulness to us all. It is the Lord who is our shepherd. And since the Lord is our shepherd, we lack nothing from our gracious and compassionate God. First of all, we do not lack rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Chances are you have all taken care of animals in your life, whether it be your household pets or the animals on the farm. Therefore, you know that each and every animal has their each individual needs. And sheep are no different. Sheep are very needy animals, and they are very timid animals. They will not lie down and rest if they sense any danger whatsoever. It is only when they see their shepherd that they can have rest. And we're not that much different from sheep, are we? Think of how many times you and I haven't had rest. Maybe something happened during the day that your mind just dwells on it, and therefore you don't have any mental rest. Or when you lie down to sleep and all your thoughts, all your worries, all your problems come rushing into your mind, and therefore you can't get a lot of physical rest. But we do not lack rest from our good shepherd. Jesus himself said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Everything that bothers us, everything that stresses us out, we can put that on Christ. He will give us rest. And so as we focus on him, we can have physical and mental rest. We do not lack rest from our good shepherd. But not only does our good shepherd give us physical and mental rest, he also gives us spiritual rest. He restores my soul. Can you just imagine what it would be like living our lives constantly wondering if we were right with God? Constantly wondering if we have done enough good in our lives to counterbalance all the evil that we have done. Maybe you have had that spiritual turmoil in your heart. Maybe you have it right now. But we do not lack spiritual rest from our good shepherd, for he restores our souls. He restores our souls through his word and his sacraments. His word and his sacraments fill us with God's forgiveness and assure us of his love. Therefore, we do not lack forgiveness from our good shepherd. David goes on to say, "He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Another thing that we do not lack from our good shepherd is direction. He guides us in the paths of righteousness. But how exactly does he do that? Once again, it's through his word. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." God's word tells us how we are to live our lives. God's word tells us what is pleasing to God. And when we obey his commands, this gives God praise and joy. But you know how often we don't obey what God's word says. We do it each and every day. We disobey him. So why is God so willing to continue to lead us in the paths of righteousness? Well, he is so willing to do that because he does it for his name's sake. The Lord has sworn by himself that he will constantly be our God who is gracious to us, our God who is compassionate with us, our God who will forgive us, and our God who will not let anything or anyone snatch us from his hand. We do not lack direction from our good shepherd, for he continues to guide us down the paths of righteousness by his word for his name's sake. But what about those times when our path leads us to something that is very terrifying? Well, have no fear, little flock. For Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Are you afraid of dying? Or maybe when you have had a close encounter with your own death, were you terrified? Death can be very terrifying. And therefore, there are times that we try to ignore death, even though we know it will happen. It is a reality. We will die because the wages of sin is death. And Scripture makes it very clear that when we die, we will have to stand before God in judgment. And Scripture says it is a dreadful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of a living and just God. We should be utterly afraid of dying. But we don't have to be afraid, for the Lord is our shepherd. The psalm says, "You are with me. Christ, our Lord and Savior, died, but he rose to life. By his resurrection, Christ has defeated death. Death has no victory. Death has no sting. And since Jesus rose from the dead, he gives us the victory over death. Therefore, we do not lack courage and companionship from our good shepherd. For when that day comes when we will die, we can face death with courage and knowing that Christ our Savior is right there with us. And he has promised that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life with the Lord our shepherd." But not only will Jesus be there with us when we die, he is also with us each and every day of our lives. Never will he leave us. Never will he forsake us. And that's the next point of this psalm. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, why does this psalm stress our good shepherd's rod and staff that comfort us? Why doesn't this psalm say that it is the Lord himself who comforts us? Well, a shepherd would use his rod and his staff to protect his sheep from any predators. Sheep can't protect themselves. They are defenseless. They need a shepherd to protect them. And so do we. Another thing that we do not lack from our good shepherd is protection. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to deliver us from evil. And he answers that prayer. We can't even begin to fathom how many times Satan has wanted to bring danger and evil into our lives, and God would not allow it. And when danger and evil come into our lives, he protects us. He keeps us safe. And he promises that no matter what happens in our life, he will turn that out for our good. But there's another aspect of the shepherd's staff that I want to highlight. A shepherd's staff also has a hook on it. The shepherd would use that staff to hook a sheep back to him who were wandering away. Sheep tend to wander away, and we are no different. Jesus said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me because they listen to my voice." But think about all the times that we didn't listen to the voice of our good shepherd. There are times when we listen to the voice of our sinful nature that says to us, "Go ahead, commit that sin. No one's around. No one's looking. No one will know about it." And sure, God may know about it, but I'm sure he'll let it slide this time. We can listen to the voice of the world that encourages us to put away our faith in what we believe, to indulge in the pleasures that they can offer. And they promise to us that they will love us when we do this. And we can listen to the voice of Satan himself when Satan says, "Why be sheep when you can be a shepherd? Don't you realize that by following Jesus, your good shepherd, he is keeping and withholding things from you? You could have so much more. Look at all his commands. They are so burdensome. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. And I guarantee you, your life will be better." All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have not always listened to the voice of our good shepherd. And therefore, the Lord should let us wander astray from him. But that's not who our shepherd is. Not only does he protect us from all danger, but he also protects us from our eternal destruction. For he uses his word to hook us back to him. He uses his word to bring us to repentance, and he uses his word to keep us wandering away from him. And now think about all the blessings that we receive from our good shepherd. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We do not lack joy and abundance from our good shepherd. Earlier we mentioned how sheep will not lie down and rest if they sense any danger. But notice here, David mentions how the Lord prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. How can we possibly sit down with joy in the presence of our enemies? And we certainly do have enemies. The world hates us for what we believe. And Jesus said that since they hated him, they will hate us as well. But we can have joy in the presence of our enemies because of our shepherd. We can rejoice in knowing that Jesus is our Savior, and we can rejoice as we look at the abundance of the blessings he gives to us. Our cup overflows with blessings. God has given us everything that we need for our lives, whether it's food, clothing, or shelter. And he gives us so many more things that bring us joy. But his blessings for us do not end there. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Finally, we do not lack God's grace and heaven from our good shepherd. We live under his grace. We live under his blessings. He lives to take care of our needs each and every day. And he lives to bless us with his love each and every day of our lives. And one day, we will forever be under his grace, his blessings, and his love. Right now, Jesus is preparing a place for you. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The King of Love, our shepherd is. It's no wonder why this psalm is so loved by so many people. For here we see all the blessings that we receive. We don't lack a single thing. And the reason that we don't lack a single thing is because we don't lack a shepherd. The Lord, who is the gracious and compassionate God, who is slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, who forgives wickedness, rebellion, and sin, is our good shepherd. And since the Lord is our shepherd, we will lack nothing from him, both now and forevermore. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you will find on page 31 in front of your hymnal. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. During the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.